A big shake-up in President Trump's economic team and a visit to the world's biggest book fair.
This book fair is spread in 12 acres of land.
Live from London, this is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Vivienne Nunis. Good morning. Donald Trump's most senior economic adviser, Gary Cohn, has quit. So what impact will that have on America's foreign trade relationships amid growing talk of new tariffs? International trade lawyer Miriam Gonzalez explains.
What we all fear is that that removes one of the existing obstacles to impose those tariffs. The action that the president is proposing really is stretching the rules of the World Trade Organization.
We're hearing that the EU will respond with very targeted tariffs, particularly on products that will affect states where President Trump has a lot of support. Is that what you imagine the EU will do, double down its efforts to punish the US along those lines?
That is the normal reaction, not only from the EU, but also from any other country impacted by those tariffs. Normally, they would question the measures in the World Trade Organization. They would take measures against the US, and also they will have to take measures perhaps related to other countries to avoid that huge amount of steel that normally went to the US and is now undirected ends up distorting their own markets.
So this really could spark a very wide-ranging trade war.
Is also that this really weakens the World Trade Organization and the international trade rule of law system. And seeing the president of one of the countries that should be a guarantor of that system, putting it into question is a concern to us all.
Miriam Gonzalez. Let's do the numbers. Worries over a global trade war and a more protectionist stance on trade by the US continue to spook global markets. Bond yields are falling, pushing prices higher as investors seek the safety of government debt. Hong Kong's Hang Seng closed down 313 points, or 1.03%. European markets are broadly lower. One of the most powerful men in the Arab world, Saudi Arabia's Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman, will meet with Prime Minister Theresa May in London today to talk business. Jason Tuvey is Middle East economist at Capital Economics.
There are two things discussions will be focused on. One will be the economic reform program, Vision 2030, and looking at diversifying the economy away from oil. Also, more aggressive investment strategy in terms of the government's large savings.
But it's not just Saudi Arabia that wants to broaden this economic relationship. The UK wants that too, because the UK is looking ahead to Brexit. How important will Britain's relationship be with Saudi Arabia after it leaves the EU?
As Saudi Arabia pushes to reform its economy and diversify away from oil, there's a potential for UK businesses to take up some of these opportunities that may arise.
We know that London Stock Exchange is competing with New York for the Saudi Aramco listing. That will certainly be on the agenda, won't it?
At the moment, I think London probably is the slender favourite. London Stock Exchange and the Financial Conduct Authority making huge efforts to try and attract Aramco to list in London.
Jason Tuvey. The world's largest book fair recently took place in India, where publishing is booming. The BBC's Rahul Tandon reports from Kolkata.
For your benefit, the map of the book fair ground.
This is one of the city's biggest events, the Kolkata Book Fair. There are thousands of people around me, all looking at and buying books in a variety of languages. So how big is it? Let's talk to the man who's put this together, Trudip Chatterjee.
This book fair is spread in 12 acres of land. And the participants, the number of participants is 1,000.
You have a huge number of people who visit every year.
Yes, last year it was 2 million and we expect more this year.
In many parts of the world, bookshops are shutting down and people are not reading so much. But that's not the case here. I've come to one of the most popular bookshops. It's a Bengali one. Here, people are glancing through the works of the Nobel Prize-winning author Rabindranath Tagore, who, let's face it, in this city is still the biggest star. Amongst those here is the Indian writer Sandeep Roy.
The book fair is a place where people who really want to read Bengali literature really find a lot of them. And it's still wonderful to go to a place where you see thousands of people are like trampling over each other for books instead of wanting to see a movie star or something.
As I wander through the crowds at the book fair, it's easy to get a sense of why India's publishing industry is booming. It's growing at almost 19% a year. And one of the things that's driving it is the increasing literacy in this country. Maima Bhagat runs the most famous bookshop in this city, the Oxford Bookstore.
You must remember that the tradition of storytelling, which is the forerunner of reading, is very deeply ingrained in our culture, where children listen to stories told by their parents, grandparents, and connect with them.
But there are challenges for the book industry. India is going through a mobile phone boom, and more people now have access to the internet. So, that tradition of reading is not what it used to be. For the next few years, there are going to be big crowds at this book fair. I'm going to join them now.
Publishers and Booksellers Guild. We have a mobile-friendly website.
Rahul Tandon. And finally, you no longer have to be in the US, Asia or France to see a Disney theme park. You can visit them virtually thanks to Google. The feature has added the park's rides and attractions to Street View. You can listen to our podcast, Marketplace Morning Report, wherever you get yours. In London, I'm Vivian Nunes with the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.